And with the council's indulgence, I'm going to briefly suspend the rules and return to item 332 and welcome Mayor Holliday to the council chambers, because we acted on the resolution this morning that affects the city of Oregon City and your great plans, and we'd love to hear more about them. So welcome.
Morning, Mayor Harris, commissioners. It's a very exciting time in Oregon City, and we appreciate you passing the resolution. That's going to go a long ways at the legislature, both for the reopening of locks and the second round of funding for the Riverwalk for the Willamette Falls Legacy Project. As you may or may not know, the Legacy Project is on the side of the former Blue Heron paper mill site, and it's going to allow us to build about 7 brand new blocks of downtown Oregon City. So it's our little version of the Pearl District. And we're just really excited about all the things that are going on. We've been working with the state, county, Metro, and Oregon City, and we've actually secured now, through Metro, a 120-foot easement from the end of 99E all the way to the top of the PGE power plant. So for the first time in over 100 years, the public will actually be able to walk out to Willamette Falls and experience the falls close up and up close and personal. So, you know, it's just it's a very exciting time in Oregon City. At the other end of the town, we're also looking forward to a new development next to Home Depot and that surrounding area. And we expect to pass the Cove DDA this evening in our meeting. So we've got 3 really large projects coming up over the next 8 years.
Wow.
So we just really wanted to say thanks for passing that resolution. And by the way, on Tuesday, or Monday, we went down to the legislature to talk about Amtrak, and I've gotten word that, thanks to your letter and the letter from the mayor of Salem and Eugene, that the funding for the Amtrak's Cascades is actually going to go through. So.
Oh, that's great. Hooray. Good work on your part as well. That's great.
Mayor, how many citizens do you represent at Oregon City?
About 32,000.
And I'm reminded, Mayor, that the bulk of the mayors in this state serve without compensation.
That's right.
And so they manage a day job, another day job, and they're always at night meetings. And I have the honor of seeing this mayor at the Oregon, the Regional Water Users Consortium. I don't know how you balance all these things, sir, but that's true public service.
Well, you know, you just do what you got to do. But I've served as a city commissioner and on the school board, so I've been involved in my community for a long time, and it takes active and committed people like yourselves to make city work.
Well, we think what you're doing in terms of these projects is really going to be great for Oregon City and great for the region. I mean, recreationally, commercially, having that different environment there on the river in Oregon City, it's going to be very powerful. I think it's going to be really important, and we'll see possibilities in terms of recreation and commerce that we haven't even imagined yet once these projects are completed. It's really going to be great.
Yeah, and in relation to convention tourism as well. So, you know, with the locks open, we anticipate maybe a fleet of small stern wheelers to maybe go all the way to Salem and back.
Yeah.
So that there's all kinds of economic opportunities that this is going to bring.
You know, now that we've completed our combined sewer overflow project and cleaned up our river, we're getting more and more demand and interest and access to the river from Portlanders. So I think you're going to again see a lot more both recreational and tourist and commercial traffic on the river just because, you know, the mess we used to make of it has been cleaned up.
Right.
And that's really going to, that plus what you're doing is, I think, going to have a different relationship with the river than we've had for a long time.
Well, and we in Oregon City look forward to having a more productive and communicative relationship with the city of Portland as well.
Well, you reaching out to us on this and other things is obviously a big part of that. And thanks for your leadership on the Amtrak issue. It's really important we keep that Cascades service going and actually growing. It's more important than ever.
Absolutely. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Thanks
Thank
for
you for being
us,
here
sir.
Today.
Appreciate
your leadership. Thank you.